My name is Jeffrey Bewley, and I'm with Bovis Inc. and Cow Focused Housing.
What brings you to Missouri, Jeff?
I'm here for the Missouri Dairy Seminar Series and talking this week about precision dairy and compost-fed pack barns for dairy farms.
First, let's focus on precision dairy. What's meant by precision dairy?
In general, what we're talking about is using technologies to monitor the cow, so monitoring behavior, physiology, or conformation, or the milk of the animal, and looking for changes to help us identify animals that maybe need attention, need to be bred, or that are starting to get sick or whatever, just basically giving us another set of eyes to look at the cow. And these sets of eyes look at the cow all day long. So it really helps us to better manage the cows and improve their animal health and well-being.
When you say the sets of eyes look at the cow all day long, what do you mean by that? How does that happen?
Basically, we're talking about Fitbits for cows. So it's a similar concept to a Fitbit for a person. These tags, these wearable technologies, would sit on the cow's leg or neck or ear, and they're monitoring for activity or rumination or eating time, and they're constantly monitoring just the same way as a Fitbit's constantly monitoring people and looking for deviations that tell us something's going on with that animal and helps us to know more about the animals that we're working with.
When I think of a Fitbit, it's how many steps I've walked in a day. How much data is collected through this?
It varies, but most of these technologies are the wearable technologies that are recording 24 hours a day. And some of them are summarizing that by hour. Some of them, you can look at the data if you want to by second. But for most practical purposes, looking at it by hour or by day is sufficient.
What are some of the metrics on how much this would improve production in a dairy herd?
I think, for example, that there's a lot of potential to help improve estrus detection, heat detection, so we can improve the breeding program. Also, perhaps reducing some disease incidents or reducing the impact of the disease because we're able to identify it sooner and help the cow deal with it sooner.
Give us an idea of a price point in getting into a technology like this.
It varies very widely. Some of them as little as $10 a device, and some of them as much as $300 or $400 a device. It just depends on the application and different pricing strategies. Some of them are set up a little bit differently.
Is data collected directly by the farmer? In other words, is this data that goes from this chip or device to a PC or to a gathering point where a farmer can analyze it?
Yeah, so there's most of these technologies are going to communicate wirelessly, and then the farmer is going to be able to pull up a software interface to look at what's going on with a particular animal. Then they would maybe have an alert list to say, these are the three or four cows that need attention today. And so that could be a computer-based software. Also, a lot of the technologies have a phone app now that they can work with.
Very good. Also, you talked about
compost-bedded pack barns, yes.
Tell me about that and what's meant by that.
Basically, it's a relatively new way of housing dairy cows where cows are in an open area. There's no stalls. And then start with some sawdust, and the cows add their manure, they add their urine, and stir it twice a day, and it composts in place and provides a really comfortable place for the cows to lie down.
What are the advantages over more traditional bedding?
Probably the biggest advantage will be cow comfort and allowing for a bit more natural behaviors and just a comfortable place for the cows to lie down. Cows need to they're large animals, and they need to spend time resting, and it provides a nice environment for them to rest in.
And when I hear the word compost bedding, it makes it seem like it's somewhat of a sustainability or very conservation-minded move. What's in it in that regard?
Well, it does provide with a less wet material to end up spreading on the field, so it's a lot easier to handle and move farther from the location of the farm, and it provides a nice organic material, and a lot of people say that basically adding this composted material to the land is like adding another layer of sawdust. So it is a good material for the land also.